Happy Sunday morning. This is Brian Thomas on behalf of www.goforgold with my co-host Luckett Pieris presenting to you cricket news. And our focus today is at Old Trafford. Now remember, India was bowled out for 358 runs in their first innings in the fourth test at Manchester. But England made 669 in their first innings, getting a lead of 311 runs. Crawley 84, Duckett 94, Pope 71, Joe Root 150, Ben Stokes a massive 141, and Bryden Carr 47. Jasprit Bumrah 2 for 12, Jadeja 4 for 143. Now then, 311 is a huge lead. And India end up day four on a high. 174 for 2 wickets, trailing by 137 runs to avoid an innings defeat. Kehil Rahul is batting on 87. It's good to see the Indian captain Shubman Gill among the runs yet again, because he's had a tough time in the third test and in the first innings. Now he's unbeaten on 78. So what India will need is 137 runs on the final day's play to avoid the innings defeat. It's going to be a Herculean task, because definitely it will be a bit seamer cum patchy spin friendly wicket at Old Trafford. We also do have news. You must have heard already about the massive thumping that West Indies got in the third ODI after scoring 200 plus runs, and Australia getting there in the 15th over with Tim David making 100 in just 37 balls with 11 huge sixes. Right, the fourth ODI is now being played, and West Indies a short while ago made 205 for 9 in their allotted 20 overs. Keep our focus on that as well. Well, that's it from me, Brian Thomas, here on Go for Gold this Sunday morning on Inside Edge alongside with Lucky Pieris. Sit back, relax, we spin a couple of songs for your listening pleasure, because it's a holiday.